Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, my friends, and welcome to the Dr. Sarah Let's Talk About It Blog Talk Radio Show. And I'm your host, Dr. Sarah Brodsky. Okay, well, welcome to the show. And yes, this show tonight in particular is exciting to me because not only does it include a return guest, but it also includes a topic that I just love. I just love to talk about this topic. And that is infinite possibilities. Yes, infinite possibilities. Oh, wow. So how does it get any better than that? I wonder. So we're going to explore this topic from the space of creative flow. And the key word here that I love too is expansion. So we're going to explore it from the space of creative flow and expansion and ways you can get clear and be clear on what that may be like for you, what that may look like for you. Infinite possibilities and expansion. Wow. So are you ready to get started? I certainly am, obviously. And are you ready to discover what infinite possibilities await you? Well, let's go. And let's start with some questions like I like to do at the beginning of the show so we can clear on some of these questions so we can be clear when we bring on the live guests to really explore this topic beyond and maybe beyond what's been discussed before. I don't know. We'll have to see. So here are a few of the questions we can start with. And this is where we're going to clear some space in order to bring on the live guest. Now, when you hear the word possibilities, what comes to your awareness? What does having infinite possibilities look like for you? What possibilities do you have available that you have yet to acknowledge? So everything this brings up, everything that you're aware of, everything that may be heavy about this, everything that may be light about it, let's just clear a space no matter what. And we know how to clear it based on other shows. All you have to do is take a deep breath in and release all of any heavy energy or any energy you'd like to release on the exhale. Or if you know pun puck, use pun puck. Oh, wow. Thank you. So what if everything you choose contributes to your life and living in some ways that create greater possibilities? If there were no right, if there were no wrong choices, what infinite possibilities would you be open to receiving? So everything now this brings up, let's take a deep breath in and let's clear it now. And release all the heavy on the exhale or pun pock. Wow, thank you. So what are you noticing now? What are you aware of? And now let's go ahead and aim to explore this topic further. And now let's bring on the live return guest. So now I would like to welcome Christine Fodor to the show. Christine Fodor is an energy medicine specialist and creation coach specializing in working with individuals and groups to clear blocks and limitations to your success in love, relationships, business, health, wealth, and so much more. Christine has been providing psychic readings and energy healing since 2003 and has been a Reiki master since 2005. She has hosted her own online radio show and is an accomplished author of many different chapters and in books. She's amazing. She teaches multiple healing modalities and has certification and courses that she teaches and has hosted many meditations and manifestation groups over the years. She offers in-person and online healings, where she also uses the Access tool with her clients. And for more information about her, you can find it on this page, actually, at her website, which is www.renewalhealth.net. So, without further ado, I would like to welcome Christine to the show. Hi, Christine.
Hi, Dr. Sarah. Thank you so much for having me back on the show.
Oh, I'm so excited to have you on, and I'm so excited to really dive into this topic of infinite possibilities, and certainly what else is possible with the possibilities. It's just such a cool topic to talk about.
It's actually one of my favorites, because once I was introduced to the infinite possibilities and started looking at that and playing with it, my world changed. And so it's an invitation tonight for everyone who's listening to take a look at that, to be with that energy of what are the infinite possibilities? What are you willing to receive? What difference, what expansion of energy can you allow to come into your world that would give you different choices, different possibilities that you never even thought possible? And so then the question is, how do we do that?
Well, that's an amazing question. And I love the way you described it as, first of all, an invitation to it, because it is like a space of coming into and being open and willing. And I would love for our listeners to be in that space. What if we do a clearing real quick right now to open up a space to anywhere maybe people are having some reservations of what it's about, or any other blockages that may prevent them from being able to even receive what we'll be talking about tonight? Because it really goes beyond a lot of just more, let's say, linear conversations. So
perfect.
What if we do a clearing on everywhere that there may be any blockages to receiving the possibility of infinite possibilities and everything we're discussing tonight? Let's destroy and uncreate all that and take a deep breath in and release all of that heavy on the exhale, or pot and pock. So please start with that question, the one you left off with the how.
Yeah, because a lot of times we all have our points of view, our perception of how things should be, whether it's how we were raised, what we believe, our cultural or society, and really the limitations that we have to possibilities are what you think they are. It's not so much what's out there, it's your perception of it and how you be with it. So if you can expand your energy, expand your awareness, and be open to things that don't necessarily make sense sometimes, right?
Yes.
And that's where space opens up for something else.
Yeah, and you brought up a key word in that space of even that you were discussing right there, Christine, and it's the idea of thinking and how much of our thinking mind actually is the part that cuts us off from being able to see greater, perceive greater, because our thoughts really and really our feelings and emotions too kind of end up being limitations to receiving what is often referred to as like the whispers of knowing or awareness, or even the whispers of consciousness, because consciousness includes everything and excludes nothing and judges nothing. So in order to be in that space, you really have to get the mind out of the way in order to be. What's your awareness on that?
Yes, I hear all the time with the clients I work with and students, I need to figure it out. I got to figure it out. I got to think about it. I got to figure it out. No. Let that go. you know, what is light for you? What brings you joy? What makes you happy? What lights you up? That's the energy of possibility. That's the space. It's not having to make sense of it and figure it all out. Because a lot of times these wonderful infinite possibilities and things that show up like magic, it doesn't make any sense at all. And if we thought of, yeah, we can't think it into existence. We have to be the energy. So what energy can you be?
Wow. Yes. It's about the energy and being the energy. And energy oftentimes is that space where there's just a presence and there's just this openness to the receiving, because it never comes in the way like we think it does. It oftentimes comes in, I find it, at least from my own awareness, it comes in sometimes completely backwards, upside down, and flips and balls. You know, it's almost so beyond what it can, quote unquote, supposed to come in as.
Right. Exactly. And, you know, a lot of people, well, where do I start? How do I do that? And depending on your, you know, whatever your beliefs or practices are, you know, I started doing it years ago with meditation and heart expansions and really becoming present to get out of the thinking mind and just get into that space of energy. And if the brain is going too much, then doing other techniques that can clear the mind. So meditation is one way. Now, I could never clear my mind, so I had to listen to the guided meditations to help my mind, you know, go on a path instead of, you know, going through the grocery list and the to-do list. So that's one way. Of course, I love Access Consciousness, and there's wonderful tools and methods in Access Consciousness, like the bars and some of the clearing statements and all the things in there that are wonderful to clear the energy and to become present. But, you know, like I also study and do Reiki as well. And there are other meditations and experiences that we can do with that brings you to more conscious awareness and presence. So there's many different things you can do to find that space. Instead of just like, well, sometimes it's hard to just flip a switch and go from the thinking mind into the space of being. And sometimes it's that simple. What if it's that simple, everyone?
Yeah.
What if you could just flip that switch? If you need something else, there's lots of tools available in many different modalities that you can pursue to get to be that we were talking about. Dr. Sarah and I were talking about the place of space.
Yeah.
As opposed to our limited, finite thinking reality.
Being in part of that. Yeah, and being part of that space where it's less is more, and there's more just a acknowledgement of what's going on. And sometimes it's just living your life fully and enjoying every moment and choosing, like we've talked about probably before on the show, and I know Christine, you and I have talked about it, like 10-second increments. And I really am grateful that you acknowledged as well all the different types of modalities people can use. You could use them all in one day, for that matter. You may use one.
I do.
There's multiple. It's almost just asking a question, which is what I really am grateful for some of the access tools, is being in the question of what would allow for infinite possibilities to come in this moment, or what can I do in this moment to create more space? A question always creates more. It is part of creation, and it is part of consciousness. And each of these things that we're talking about actually are like kind of a doorway in, or a space to it, or it's an aspect of it, but it also helps you move into a space. So I'm really grateful that you acknowledged all those things.
And a lot of it is that invitation, it's acknowledging your invitation to receive of the universe by asking. So,
yes.
And really acknowledging what you receive. And how, where
That's
you're
huge.
At, and what you notice. the more you acknowledge the information you're getting, the possibilities that present themselves, even if it's not something you want to choose in that moment, but it's something that's presenting itself, it's like, wow, look, I have these possibilities. And acknowledging that, then more will come to you.
Yeah, and I love that. And by acknowledging it, then first of all, it really brings it into acknowledgement. So then you don't have to keep recreating something that is just needing to be recognized. And once you recognize it, now it can be a choice. Or sometimes even when we're successful at something, if we don't acknowledge it, we could keep doing something until we actually acknowledge it, will allow it to kind of then be able to go into something greater. So I sense acknowledgement is huge to really the space of infinite possibilities.
Yes, acknowledging creates more.
Mm.
More awareness, more possibilities, more creation.
Yes.
So what can you acknowledge for yourself today? What gifts do you have? What are you good at? What brings you joy?
Yeah. That
and it can be simple little things.
Yeah, and it definitely brings it into being able to figure out what possibilities that you have available right now.
Right, and, you know, it can be simple. That's the space. Being in those moments, acknowledging those moments, that's the space.
Yeah.
So a lot of times, the limitations that we, you know, a lot of times we think the limitations, I have to choose this, this is my only choice. And in reality, just acknowledge that you're choosing it. Because even if it's like, okay, well, gee, I would like to go to work because I would like to receive a paycheck, right? And some people, oh, I have to, I have no choice. No, actually you do, you know, that's a choice you're making. So, you know, you can sit home and not get a paycheck and you know, it would create a different life. So, you know, acknowledge that you're what you're choosing and what else. What else is possible here? What else can I choose here? What else can I be?
Yes. Which actually brings up a great point about even being in a no choice and have to do something and doing something from a place of limitation and problem rather than infinite possibilities. And when we actually can get clear on and bring it back around to, oh, I can choose the thing I have to do, or I can choose not to do the thing I have to do, at least being in the choice of it and choosing it is the way to create greater, and it makes it your own. Our mind likes to put us in that limitation where we feel we're at a lack of something. So there is, you know, that limitation, the linear point of view on something rather than, okay, what's right about this? I'm not getting what's light about this. What is a choice here I can choose that would create greater? And if it is simply just a paycheck, wow, that's amazing. And that really, again, shifts us from thought, feelings, emotions, limited points of view and linear points of view of this reality to choice, infinite possibilities, change, and living consciously.
Absolutely, because it's when you acknowledge your choice, even if you feel like I have no choice, I have to go to work, I have to get the paycheck, if you acknowledge your choice that, gee, I'm choosing this, it's that's power. That's acknowledging your power of choice. And that also creates more possibility. And so it's like that.
Yeah.
We talked about problems. So problems, what if there were no problems? What if it's just, oh, this happened. What can I choose in the face of this situation? And you make a choice. So a lot of people go into a story about it or a significance about it or a judgment, a limitation about this quote-unquote problem, where in reality, if we just, okay, this happened, what can I choose? And be in that space of possibility, all those other things, the stories, the significance, the limitations, the judgment of it, or why is this happening to me? That's another judgment. That actually creates more limitation and doesn't allow for greater possibility.
Well, yeah, and it actually makes the problem greater, and then, like you said, it puts you in the limitation of receiving. But if we were actually being in the space of possibilities, then there really are no problems, because we've been taught in this reality, like you said, Christine, but we've been taught in this reality to do problems, like to fix it, and to, once we have a problem, if we fix it, then we'll get it better, and then something will change from that. But that actually is more of a limitation. It's kind of insane when we just look at it from a point of view of, like, why would you go to a problem to fix a problem when you could actually just choose something different, like a new possibility? It just doesn't really make
exactly.
any sense when you look at it that way.
Right. And
so
it's the judgment
here,
of it that makes it heavy. Yeah.
Yes. Which goes back to those thought, feelings, emotions. So if we can get outside of our head and get more into a space of these what questions rather than why questions, that is part of that expansion and possibilities, which, you know, is there something, and I know we've talked about this before, that you can speak to about expansion? And I know you're using some really amazing creations that you've created in terms of tools to work with clients. Is there anything you could speak to about expansion and all that?
Well, yeah, there's a new energy I'm working with. It's not really new, but in the way it's been presented to me in the last 6 months or so, it's presenting in a new way. And it's really helping to bring people in a place of expansion and greater awareness and higher consciousness very quickly. I'm working with the energy I'm calling the cosmic fire, and it expands out. What you can do for now is, one of the big things I learned through Access Consciousness is, in metaphysics, we put all these barriers and walls around ourselves. And in reality, if we put those barriers and walls down and expand energy, our being, right, because our bodies are inside our beings, not our beings inside our bodies. So our energy is infinite. Our beings are infinite. So if you expand out in all directions, and I've learned this in other things I've studied through the years. We did heart expansion, expanding the heart energy out. It's very similar. And going out into that energy until you can't, like trying to find that limit of your energy in your being. And there really is no limit. But when you can go out to that place, so if you would like to close your eyes and expand out in all directions, up, down, all around, and be that space, and go beyond the room, the earth, and beyond, we'll do it real quick. And in that space, are you willing to receive the magic and the gifts and the possibilities of the universe? Mm-hmm. And if you acknowledge that, be that invitation to receive that, a lot of times all that heavy things we're trying to figure out just melt away. So in this expanded state of being, what if you can just be that all the time?
Yeah. And it sounds like
now
this is the way to do it by choice, like to be able to choose to move into that space the way you've just guided us to do.
And there's ways to do it to connect more spiritually or grounded or whatever your practice is or your belief system is. There's ways to integrate this that may be more comfortable for you. And I work with people on that.
That's amazing.
Being in that space of expansion also gives you a space of more possibilities.
Yeah.
And it's just acknowledging that that's even something you can do and be. It may not make sense, and your brain may not be able to figure it out. Just try it, play with it, see what happens.
Yeah. Well, that sounds amazing. And I sense that what a contribution that can be for people to try that out and look at that. And wow. And it's such a, even as we're doing it now, I'm sensing our expansion even as a whole. It's really amazing. Thank you for sharing that.
Sure.
And I'm like, wow. So this is kind of what we're talking about.
And what if you can
expansion? Go ahead.
Mhm. I would say, what if you can receive healing? What if you can receive gifts like your psychic awareness or spiritual gifts? What if you can receive more possibilities in your life, all from being in this space and having a willingness and openness to receive?
Yes.
What
and that's perfect, because that's actually where we're going to move into the question of the week, which is where we've kind of moved and had this whole show, which is so amazing. And I'm aware of our time, and I want to just kind of ask you real quick where people can connect with you or anything you have coming up that you would like to share real quick.
Yes, actually, in the Detroit area, there is the Enlightened Soul Expo coming up in October, the 12th and the 13th, and I will be there. I'm also giving a presentation entitled More Money, Please, if anybody would like to receive more money. I'm doing clearings and healings on that. I also have all of this available online on Zoom, and
cool.
I'm doing some Zoom groups and some online working
great.
With people available on my website at renewalhealth.net. And I'm featuring this new energy I'm working with, the Cosmic Fire. And this is really
awesome.
Wonderful. I'm seeing a lot of light workers, star seeds, the indigo crystal rainbow children. Love this energy. It's nurturing for anyone, but especially people who identify with that. So love to share it with you.
That's awesome. Yes. Well, I would love to have you back on again sometime in the near future if you'd like to come back on.
Oh, thank you, Dr. Sarah. I would love to.
Yeah, I would love to have you back on, Christine. And I'm just so, and we'll certainly continue the conversation wherever direction we take it. So I'm so grateful you were on today.
Thank you, Dr. Sarah. I appreciate you. Thank you so much.
Oh, you're welcome, Christine. And just real quick, everyone, here's the question of the week. And the question of the week is, what infinite possibilities are you now ready to receive? It's actually right where we were closing out the show. What infinite possibilities are you now ready to receive? So be with the question. I'm going to be posting the question of the week right after the show on Facebook and Instagram. Check it out. I would love to hear your feedback on that. Anything we'd like to share during the week. And now for next week's episode, I have another return guest, Liz Pupling. She will be coming back on the show. We're going to talk about a new relevant topic yet to be revealed to you, the audience. So it'll be a surprise, but we will definitely explore something that's relevant and something that's important to explore through conscious point of view. So that'll be next Monday, September the 23rd at 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And just so you know, my Dr. Sarah, you may notice that I've posted a little less often in the recent couple months, I would say. But there's going to be some new things coming out real shortly, and I'm excited to bring those to you probably within the next month. So stay tuned to all that. But meanwhile, I'd like to close the show by thanking my amazing guest, Christine Fodor, for joining us today, as well as thank each of you, the listeners, for your amazing energy and contribution. I really couldn't do it without you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. I would also like to acknowledge how grateful I am to be your host, and so look forward to continuing to be part of this journey with you. Wow, so much gratitude. So now go forth this week knowing I have your back, knowing that you being you and the difference that you be is the difference this world requires and desires. So, go forth and be it, my friends. Perceive it, know it, receive it, and be it. And I really look forward to talking to you again next time. So, bye for now.